so hard to put into words how I feel about us. After all, actions speak louder than words, right? Words can mean everything or nothing. That's why you should always look for what someone actually does, rather than what they say they do, or what they say they're going to do. But fuck it. I'm gonna try anyway. Try to tell you what I love about us. And the first thing might surprise you. It's that we laugh a lot. Did you think I was gonna talk about something deeper? More profound? More sexual? Well, I'll do that in a bit. But sharing a sense of humor is key for me. And I don't mean cracking jokes or doing bits. I mean saying or doing something funny that grows out of our history, that references our particular relationship dynamic. Like, when I say something random out of the blue and you give me that look, you know, that deliberate, studied bemusement, like, where the fuck did that come from? It's hilarious, but it's only for the two of us, because it's grounded in so many interactions and conversations we've had. That look wouldn't mean anything to anyone else, but to me, it's everything. Knowing, affectionate, appreciative, and loving. I also love how we touch. And not sexually, but just affectionately. Incidentally, throughout the day, whenever I'm close to you and you reach out to me, it's like I can't focus. Where was I? Oh, yes. You bring me in next to you so we can snuggle as we watch a movie. If we're sitting outside on the patio, you take my feet in your lap and you stroke them as I'm reading. And I'm in the kitchen, I just know that you're going to come behind me on the sink and the counter, and you'll just be there. You'll put your arms around my waist and tell me how beautiful I am. Or if I'm working at the computer, that you'll come over and kiss me along my neck. You know I find that very sensual. And you do all of that without it ever meaning that you want to have sex. And knowing that, understanding that, it's just you physically communicating to me that I'm always in your thoughts. Well, I mean, it builds up this desire in me, so that suddenly, without warning, I feel this churning inside of me. Butterflies, or bees, you know, this ache, a physical yearning for you to touch me in other places. Secret, wet, intimate places. And that's what brings me to what I love about how you touch me sexually. First, I know that every touch of yours is premised on a fundamental principle that you hold. Am I getting too academic? I'm sorry. What I mean is, I know with total certainty that you always have my pleasure at the forefront of your mind. That, unlike a lot of other men and half-witted frat boys, you're not solely focused on your own pleasure. Most guys, once they're aroused, it's like a runaway train or a hurricane. All they can focus on is getting their rocks off. But with you, somehow it's different. I mean, there are times when I begin kissing you and stroking you, even when you're fully clothed. And you close your eyes and just settle into the blissful feelings I'm producing. And as I see your reaction, I start to get aroused, seeing the effect my touch has on you. Yet, astonishingly, you seem to be so attuned to my pleasure that you come up to the surface of whatever deep well of desire you've been swimming in and you start paying attention to me. You kiss me tenderly, stroke my thighs, and tell me how beautiful I am. And before I know it, I'm opening my legs apart in anticipation of your touch. I mean, take the other night. You were stretched out on the bed, completely naked, and I was still fully clothed as I stroked your balls very, very gently and tenderly. And clearly you were on some other planet. You were sighing and moaning. Your head was moving from side to side, and as usual, seeing you that way and knowing I caused it, well, it had an effect on me. And obviously you picked up on that, because very quickly and almost without realizing that it was happening, I found myself on my stomach, my leggings being pulled off of me, so that the tables had been completely reversed. Suddenly you were kneading me, your hands pulling my cheeks open, and I was raising my haunches to you, presenting my gorgeous ass to you like I was in heat, my ovaries churning, thinking only of how good it would feel to have you inside of me, baby. I mean, the transformation, it seemed instantaneous. One minute you're moaning in bliss from my hands stroking your balls, and the next second I'm on the bed, ass up, whimpering in pleasure as you stretch out my lips. That attention to my pleasure, it's fucking everything to me. Takes all the pressure off of all the sexual obligation off my shoulders. I don't feel like it's my duty or my job to get you off. For instance, take how open you are about masturbation. You'll tell me that your desire has built to the point where you need to release, and that you're taking yourself upstairs to take care of yourself. Of course, the invitation is always there for me to join you if that pleases me. But the thing is, you genuinely don't assume that's gonna happen. And if I'm not there, you make it very clear that you're gonna come. And you're totally unashamed about how good that will feel. I fucking love that. I love that you take responsibility for your own sexual pleasure, baby. That you don't expect me to service you on demand. And knowing that actually increases my desire for you. Someone who is so self-confident in their sexuality, so honest about taking care of themselves, and yet so focused on my pleasure. That's a rare and very special and precious combination, my love. And it means that I can be sure, whenever I feel in a sexual mood, that you'll drop everything, because nothing, and I mean nothing, gives you greater joy than seeing and hearing myself. See, baby, you've got me so wrapped up, I can't even talk anymore. But hearing me give myself over to this total abandon. Oh, baby. Obviously, I'm losing my words. So could you just come here and kiss me? Please. Saying all of these things, it's made me feel very loving towards you. Do you mind Do you mind if I touch you?
There's a stupid question if I ever heard one.
Seriously, I want you to know how much I appreciate you. You feel so nice under my hands. I like to feel you growing inside your jeans. It's so nice to know that my kissing and caressing has this amazing effect on you. Hey, stand up for a minute. I think it's time to see what's going on in there. Let's pull these off of you. Just as I thought. Already erect and already stiff. You know, you are so fucking easy. Putty in my hands. Though that putty quickly solidifies into something quite solid, doesn't it, babe? Oh, your cocky looks so beautiful. So firm and unyielding. Yet, with a few choice moves from me, I know he'll be limp and drained, cum dripping from his head. Here, let me rub my face against it. Oh, you like that, don't you, my love? Whoa, suddenly you are very aroused. Oh, well, we can't have you in that state for long now, can we, babe? Oh, I do love seeing you like this, standing in front of me as I sit here. Your cock twitching, moving around, just that purple head an inch or two from my mouth. My slave waiting for a kind touch from his mistress. Oh, don't worry, I'll be a loving and attentive courtesan to you. After all, I know what you like the most. So come on. Let it rest on my lips, baby. No, it's not going inside my mouth yet. Don't be too fucking eager. Here, let me run my tongue around the tip. Oh, I love how sensitive you are around that. Oh, rim of your glands. Oh, you're salty today. That tastes so nice, baby. Oh, how are those poor balls doing? Oh, are they feeling neglected? Well, we can't have that, can we? Would it be helpful if I lick them for you? They look like they're hurting, trying to contain all that cum. Shall I kiss them better? Oh, you are really full today, aren't you? You know, you feel so tight that I think you could come for me just squeezing your balls. Your full, swollen balls. Poor boy. Have so much seed in there. Shall we let it out, baby? Oh, yes. Let's give you some blessed release. Go on. Put the head back against my lips, baby. Oh, you like that? You taste so good. Here, let me slide my lips just over your head. That looks good to you, huh? Does it look like my pussy lips are enclosing your cock? Fuck, you're moaning so loud for me. Oh, keep moaning, baby. I want you loud. Okay, I'm gonna cup and squeeze your balls as I suck your coat. I'm gonna give you a little surprise. Are you ready, baby? Let me flick my fingers and get them nice and slippery. that's good. They're soaked just enough to slide into your anus. Oh, yes, you just jumped. Is it too much, babe? Is it too sensitive?
Wow.
If anything, it seems to have made you stiffer. Isn't that even possible? Oh, I give you permission to move. Oh, yeah, go on. That's okay. You can pump it in my mouth. Oh, I love hearing your regret right here. As you start groaning and pumping gets stronger. Oh, yes, those balls are churning in my hands. Oh, let me squeeze them. Oh, you really need to come, don't you, babe? Don't you? That's it. That's it, you're getting close. Does my fingers still feel good in your ass? Oh, tell me that it feels so fucking good. Tell me. Oh, good boy. You wanna come? You need to go there, baby. Come for me, baby. Keep pumping in my mouth. I want to swallow your sleep. I want to just blow my lips and dribble into my chin on my tits so I can massage your cream into them. Please, baby. Yeah, please let it come. I'm gonna put it back on my throat, please. Good boy, you had a lot of. I swallowed. You have a lot of sticky cum for me today, didn't you, baby? Thank you for letting me do that for once. Letting me enjoy bringing you off. This communication. This mutual understanding. This willingness to please the other. That's what I love about us.